Christmas at Woolworths by Elaine Everest. Read by Annie Aldington. Prologue. June 1942. Sitting astride the powerful motorbike, Frieda Smith removed a large leather gauntlet from her hand in order to pull tight-fitting goggles from her eyes. She rubbed her eyes with the back of her hand and yawned. Although only the first day of June, the air was sultry and not a day for being covered from head to toe in a heavyweight motorcycle uniform. Frieda felt sweaty and would have loved nothing more than to pull off her jacket and feel the wind on her skin as she sped through Kent towards her destination. It had been a long day, and no doubt many hours lay ahead before she would see her bed. Gazing towards an angry orange glow that could be seen even in the afternoon sky, she knew her journey was almost at an end. She was close to Canterbury. Frieda had always thought the notion of travelling to Canterbury appealing, and she'd planned to visit this famous city just as the pilgrims had done centuries before her. Never in a million years did she believe her trip would be to carry important orders to the fire service when Canterbury was under threat from the Luftwaffe. Ahead of her now was a city decimated by enemy action. As a volunteer dispatch rider for the auxiliary fire service, Frieda had longed for excitement, but she now realised that what lay ahead was death and destruction for this beautiful Kentish city and many of the people who lived there. After nearly 3 years, would this terrible war never end? Frieda fervently wished she was back behind her counter at Erith Woolworths, selling the popular Mighty Midget books and Lumar jigsaws that not only entertained the families but gave youngsters something to concentrate on during long nights when the country was under fire from the enemy. Life seemed so much easier then. Even though she was often on fire watch duties and had to sleep in her landlady's Anderson shelter on many occasions. Knowing how lucky she was had made Frieda yearn to do more to help this beastly war come to an end. She wondered what she'd discover when she reached the city walls. How would she find the fire station, where she was supposed to report once she reached Canterbury? Fear urged Frieda to turn back and not get any closer to the burning city. The petite young woman gave herself a silent talking to. Her job was important, and lives depended on her handing over the instructions tucked safely inside the breast pocket of her uniform jacket. She was lucky to be able to work both at Woolies and be a volunteer in the auxiliary fire service. Many people didn't have a choice. Frieda pulled the goggles back over her eyes, and slipping her small hand back into the gauntlet, she fired up the powerful Triumph motorbike. The bike had been assigned to her when she had completed her training only 2 weeks ago. Another 15 minutes, and she would reach her destination. Once her duties were complete, Frieda could do something about the worry that had been nagging at the back of her mind since she left Erith Fire Station. She would be able to look for her friends. The best place to start her search would be Woolworths. Surely someone could point her in the right direction. "Thank you," Frieda said, as she was handed a tin mug containing piping hot cocoa, along with a sandwich by one of the WVS ladies who were dispensing refreshments from a large van to the firefighters, soldiers, and the many civilians valiantly working to find those injured in the destruction of a once noble city, and to dampen down the flames from incendiary bombs. Try as she might, Frieda couldn't quite block out the sound of ambulance bells and the shouts for quiet as men nearby dug with their bare hands, searching for people trapped in the rubble of what was, until recently, street upon street of fine shops.
"You look exhausted, love. Can you find somewhere to put your head down for a while before you head off again?"
a WVS woman said as she wiped the counter. Frieda, who would have liked nothing more than to close her eyes and sleep for a few hours to ease her aching body after the long journey across Kent, smiled at the kindly woman.